You need to catch the negative thoughts, you need to cut off the negative loops, and you need to start positive ones. Hello and welcome to the Traffic Talks podcast. This week's episode is the Valentine's Day episode for 2025. My name is Pairo and let's get on with the show. So, today's episode is all about Valentine's Day for this year, which has come up so fast. I'm shocked, but not surprised. Because it happens every year that way, and every year I'm just shooketh to my core. So, surprise, not surprise, Valentine's Day is here. It's okay. It's really, really okay. I do have plans for Valentine's Day this year, which is actually thanks to family members, because I'm going to be celebrating an engagement in the family on the Valentine's Day weekend. So, that's been booked in advance because these family members got engaged. Well, the singular family member got engaged last year and everything's already been mapped out. Wedding invites have been sent, all those types of things. So I'm really so excited to actually be spending this weekend with family and just love and celebrating that. So yay. But overall, I have realized in preparing and doing all the things I need to do that I seriously needed to do some self-care, which falls under the umbrella of like self-love. And considering it is not only the month of love but my birthday month, taking care of me, especially entering the new year for me because it's my birthday, I thought I'd make this episode about that. Let's dive deeper into my thought pattern on this, okay? Because taking care of yourself is the basics, you know? You have to do it. However, taking extra time to make yourself look good, feel good in whatever way works for you, tends to be pushed to the wayside, especially in today's era of just simply trying to survive and get by in life. Because I'm not sure who else feels this way, okay? But I feel like life is on a more difficult base level. Things aren't as easy as they used to be. Because I remember, you used to go to school, you used to come home, you used to do your homework or have lunch, do homework, do your chores, move on with your life. Now it's like, now you're sitting on your phone, now you have to create content, now you have to do this, now you want to build this portfolio, so you have to do that, and there's a lot, okay? Refer to last week's episode of breathing through the busy, because that is just what we need to do sometimes. Just stop and just inhale and exhale. It gets overwhelming. It happens so easily and so frequently that we don't take time to do those small things. Even just trying to keep a simple journaling habit every night has been a game changer for me, because it's such a good thing for my mental health to do that, that if I don't, I can feel it. Like, I can feel like, oh, I'm holding on to things. Why? That's weird. Let me just journal it out. Or I'll be in bed, ready to fall asleep, and it's like, that where's my birth certificate moment, where you just eyes pop open, sit straight up in bed like, oh, I need to journal and, you know, go put back on all the lights, do all the things. It is a thing. So having those tiny habits that are forms of self-care for you, or me, however you want to refer to each person, can make a difference. And as I said, this world is ever evolving. Things are constantly being upped, being expanded, being expected as a base level, and it can get hard to squeeze in the small things. I know there's viral memes of women literally walking on treadmills, they've got the red light face mask on, they on one of those elevated desks, they've got a Stanley cup with water in their hand, they're working on the computer, like there's so much going on. And then the captions insane of like, try to do my skincare, drink my water, eat healthy, work 8 hours, work out, all these things. And I'm just like, this is what life has become. This hamster wheel of trying to get through the basics for the day. And then still having to do more and just not having enough hours in a day. And it has become almost performative, where we do it for other people. And realizing that, I was just like, what are my needs and what are others' wants? Because I've realized I tend to put other people's wants above my own needs. And those are keywords, wants and needs. Because what you want is not important. What I need is important. But what you need is important. And what I want is important to me, not to you. You see how this works? So taking time to realize these things once again, thanks to the journaling practice that I've kept up with, I've been able to see these things and put boundaries up, cut things off, say no to more things, which for the people pleaser in me, very, very difficult to do, but I did, and it's been hard. However, the results of it have been worth it because I've been able to make progress on things, move the needle forward on certain tasks, get things done on so many projects that I've just blown my own mind. I've been a bit behind on a lot of things, and catching up with those have just made the biggest difference. Because, you know, they say it's always the small things. It generally is exactly that. It's the small stuff. And doing that has been wonderful because we are all different people. We value different things. We see different things as important as unimportant. And when it comes to our different practices of self-care and self-love, those vary person to person. Because as a distinction, self-care is the maintenance you do on yourself in a holistic way of speaking. So that is how you rest, how you recover, how you take time to regulate your emotions, how you eat healthy, how you exercise, how you do your everything shower or your everything bath, your skincare, your teeth care, all those small things, meditation, things that make you feel good and taken care of is self-care. Self-love is the umbrella. Self-care falls under that umbrella of things to do. Self-love is how you think about yourself, how you talk about yourself, how you feel about yourself. And the emphasis there is talking to yourself and talking about yourself. Because I don't have time for negative self-talk, especially me to me. If you love yourself, you will want to take care of yourself. Not in a vain way. Okay, not about achieving aesthetic. It's about you treating yourself as your best friend and wanting the best for yourself. And not gonna lie, that threw me for such a loop when I was doing my homework for this episode, basically. Because I have understood certain things in my own way and time and life. But realizing such a monumental thing as the more you want to love yourself is almost directly proportional to how much you take care of yourself threw me for a loop. Because I'd just been taking care of everybody else, everyone else's needs, everyone else's wants. And here I am not doing that for me. And that was sad, but also terrifying. It's like, who are you? What's going on? And there's a difference, okay, between self-love and confidence. People think, oh, you are full of yourself, therefore you love yourself. No, you can have the worst self-love, self-talk, actually be your own biggest op, yet be confident as hell, okay? Because there is a difference in being confident in your abilities, in your skills, in the things you can do, versus loving yourself unconditionally, flaws and all. That is the biggest thing people don't understand. And confidence is something you can build in the same way self-love is something you can build. However, you need to actively work on it. Building confidence is because you do things, you build the confidence to feel secure in doing that. And then going out into the world and being like, I can do this, I know I can do this, and I have confidence in the skill that I'm displaying. Self-love is the same. You need to catch the negative thoughts, you need to cut off the negative loops, and you need to start positive ones when you speak to yourself, when you think to yourself, when you speak about yourself. Because guess what? You are the one hearing your thoughts and they go through a loop. So focus on building your self-love and that skill in loving yourself, and it'll have a ripple effect throughout your entire being. Because I think that it's true when they say hurt people, because the opposite must be true if that's the case. Loved people, love people. So that is my two cents for this week. It's short, sweet, and hopefully to the point. The song of the week is one I'm loving so much right now. It is MF Diamond, okay? Capital M, capital F, Diamond by Chinchilla. If you have no clue who Chinchilla is, I am begging you to go to YouTube and watch one of two music videos. I've used her song before, which was incredible. And that song was Little Girl Gone. It's got the best vibe, pumped up confidence you could ever imagine. Go watch that music video. It slays every single time. The song is just as incredible. MF Diamond has a lyric I need to read to you. Hold on. It goes, I am a mother effing diamond. Baby, you're so lucky that you get to touch me. Mic drop, okay? If that is not a powerful statement, I have no idea what is. Because if you think of yourself as a diamond, as something precious, you will act accordingly, okay? You are worth more than you think. There are fake diamonds all over the place that have a spotlight on them, and people are thinking, oh, they're worth so much. I'm just like, have you looked deeper? Have you seen the inside? Is this diamond actually a diamond? Or are they just a piece of glass? Okay? Completely see-through. Not worth anything. Because that is exactly it. Okay? People who are willing to look deeper and go deeper and make the effort to actually try instead of just look at surface level, those are incredible people. The people who aren't willing to make that effort are the ones you don't need in your life, and they can go fly a kite, okay? You are a diamond, not in the rough. You are polished and perfect as you are. Don't be a cubic zirconia, okay? Love them. Cheap as hell, okay? The economy. Not the right time to be buying diamonds. Be the diamond, don't buy the diamond, okay? That is it from me. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I hope your Valentine's is everything you've ever hoped it would be. And if it's not, try again next year. That's okay. It's perfectly fine. But that's all from me for this week. Keep being a better being. And I will see you in the next episode. Just before I have my birthday. Yay! Okay. Love you. Bye.